Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nina. May I have your Eagle Moss account number?
I have a weird problem with my account. I need you to send me to a supervisor, please.
Oh, I am a supervisor. My name is Nina.
All right, Nina, I need help. I got, let's start out, we want my account number, 336-887-90-001.
Did you say 26887-90-001?
Sorry, start over. 336-887-90-001.
So I'm just missing the two threes at the beginning.
I guess. Are you not hearing me well?
Yes, I just didn't hear the first two numbers, but my number is exactly
okay.
Yours, except the first two numbers. Right now, I have 336-887-90-001.
Yep.
Hold one moment. I'm accessing. Pulling up my system. May I have your first and last name?
Drew Tyler.
You said June Tyler?
Drew, D-R-E-W.
Drew Tyler. And Mr. Tyler, what is your zip code?
86314.
86314. And what collection are you referring to today?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. And may I ask the nature of the call?
the last box of parts I got was issue number 15. And today I got a box that says issue 18. So I need to find out what happened to 16 and 17.
Okay. If they skipped, because it goes in chronological order, if it was skipped, that means that they were not in stock and they sent what's in stock, the next issue that's in stock. I might need to look at your account to see.
Yeah, I have email from 425 that is, it doesn't tell me the issue number. It's 55 through 58. And at the bottom where you normally have a tracking link, it just says tracking not found. And that should be issue 16, but I don't know what's up with 17.
Okay. I have your account pulled up. Could you verify your delivery address, please?
6674 East Bay Point Way, Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Okay, you're on your 16th shipment. This is the Ghostbusters Ecto-1 build. April the 30th. It says issues 59 through 62.
No.
Magazine 17. Which one are you referring to?
59 through 62 is issue 18. I have it sitting right here in front of me. I just got it. So somehow I did get in the middle of these last couple boxes, I got the display base.
That's incorrect, sir, what you just said. This says magazine issue 17. Covers 59 through 62. The shipment is 59 through 62 for April the 30th.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I just opened the box and I have the shipping right in my hand. It says 59 through 62 and the magazine says issue 18.
Okay, that means you have the incorrect magazine.
Hold on a sec, I'll go get it.
Something is definitely incorrect, either on my end or your end. Magazine 16 covers 55 through 58. So 59 would be magazine 16.
All right, I got this magazine sitting right here in front of me. It says issue 18, and you open it up inside, and the parts are... parts are 63 through 66.
Yes, sir. But you told me that magazine 17 did not cover 59 through 62, and I'm reading it.
Then they shipped me the wrong parts, is what I'm saying. I do not have issue 16 or 17.
Okay.
Now, the like I said, the little invoice that comes in the box has all the order numbers and shipment numbers and all that on it, but it does not, in the description, it doesn't tell me the issue number. It just tells me the individual parts, which it says 59 through 62, but that's not what I got. I got 63 through 66, and it says issue 18.
Okay, so that means that we have to reship you your shipment 16 and skip shipment 17, because that means you got a shipment early. So you'll get a shipment for free.
Last time I talked to somebody, I called because I got billed through my PayPal account twice within a week or two. And they said the reason for that was there was a delay on a previous shipment that they had to catch up on. And that was, this email is dated 4/25, and I'm looking for issue 55 through 58. So I need that one, which should be issue 16, and issue 17 should be 59 through 62, but that's not what I got. And I'm going to go open up this packaging to see if it actually matches what this magazine says, to make sure they didn't put the magazine in the wrong box with the wrong magazine. Hold on, let me check.
Sure.
Okay, the parts in the box are 59 through 62, but I got the wrong magazine. You still there? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had already told you that I can reship magazine 17 to you, because that's what's supposed to be in that shipment that goes with the part kits that I confirmed that you said was incorrect, but I'm reading the thing.
Well, no, I have the correct parts. I have the wrong magazine.
That's what I told you.
Okay.
That you have the wrong magazine. I asked you, can I reship magazine 17 to you and skip? Reship magazine 17 to you, and then we can
find out what happened to 15.
15?
16.
You said find out what happened to 16. I don't know. What happened to it? I don't know. Tell me what happened to it.
I have an email that was sent to me last month on the 25th for issue 55 through 58. And there's no, under the part where it says tracking order here, it just says tracking not found. So I have no way to find out where it's at.
I can track that shipment. So you're talking about shipment 15. I can track that shipment. So you're
16.
That's what I said. 1-5.
1-6. 1-6.
1-6. 1-6 is what you have. Park kids 59.
No, I'm looking for 55 through 58.
Through 58 is shipment 15. And that was March 23rd.
Yeah. Hold on, please. Hold on. I have the magazine here for the last shipment I got, which was issue 15. Issue 15 is 51 through 54. I'm looking for 55 through 58. I'm looking for issue 16, which is 55 through 58.
And you have Park Kids 55 through 58.
No, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, you're looking for that entire shipment. Hold one moment, I need to track that shipment.
Yeah.
So basically, right now we're at, because I'm not going backwards again. Right now, I need to reship you magazine issue 17 because you have the wrong magazine.
Correct.
18 is going to come in the next shipment.
Okay.
So I can reship that to you, and then you want to track the shipment with magazine issue 16 in.
Yep. 55 through 58 is issue 16.
Okay, and you already have those parts, correct? Oh, no, we're tracking that entire shipment. We are...
Entire shipment gone. I have no idea where it's at.
Hold one moment. Let me track the shipment. Hold one moment. Okay, I do apologize. It's loading very slowly.
Yeah, that's okay. I noticed that in this last shipment, this is the first time parts did not come from Indiana. They came from California. Do you have a new warehouse that supplies the West Coast?
Not that I'm familiar with. I know we moved to Indiana. I don't know about the West Coast.
I don't know. It's the first time something came from California, and the first time it's ever got screwed up.
Okay, now, shipment 15 has not shipped yet. It says shipment 15, April 25th, authorization declined. And then they authorized it on the 26th.
I'm not looking for 15. I'm looking for 16. And I did. I got an email about this supposed problem with my account, and I called, and they said they fixed it. This is all going through PayPal. PayPal never declines a transaction. They told me they ran it the next day, and everything was fine. Excuse me?
Shipment 6. You said that shipment... I hate this.
Thank you. Get a piece of paper. Write this down. We're looking for
shipment... No paper. Write it down.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I'm not hearing you.
Looking for shipment 16 because that is a kit. 16. We verified it meant shipment 16. Shipment 16 is missing magazine. Shipment 15, that is magazine with part kits 55 through 58. That's shipment 15, 15, March 23rd.
I'm sorry, that doesn't match what I have here. I have issue 15 sitting right here in front of me. I just got done working on issue 15. 15 is 51 through 54.
No, that is not. Oh, yeah.
I've got the magazine sitting right here in front of me. I already put the parts on the car.
Okay, what are we missing? You said, what are you? Okay, let's get off the shipment. Tell me the issues that you're missing.
55 through 58.
That is.
Excuse me? Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. Are you still there? Hello? Hello? Nina, are you there?
Hello, Mr. Tyler.
Yeah, are you still there?
Yes, our computers are going down. Oh dear, I hope I didn't lose my notes.
I'm sorry to sound like such a pain in the butt, but I know what I got and I know what I'm missing, but I'm trying to figure out where it's at. Do I need to call back?
Oh, no, sir, because you came back. They came back up while you...
All right, well, you broke up really bad on the phone. I'm not hearing half of what you say.
Okay, you now. Okay, I hope they're going to do it again. Like it's going to do it again.
Computers are fun.
Oh. Tyler.
Hello. You broke it up. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
No, I'm only hearing. I'm sorry. I'm only hearing half of what you say. Can you call me back?
Oh, my. What? Yes, sir. What is. Oh, goodness. I can't. Okay. Here we go. Come on. Come on. You can hear me? Hello?
I heard that.
Okay, you heard that.
No, the connection is really bad. I'm sorry.
I am going back. Your number is 928-648-8819.
Yeah, 928-642-8819.
I'm going to call you right back.
All right.
Thank you. I'm going to call you right back.
All right.